The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 147, Six Finger Exercise.
Hank has six fingers? Are you sure?
Yes, he stood up and stuck out his hand, signaling for her to get up.
You're right. I'd better call Jim rather than texting him.
Hey, Kate, what's up?
You know this out-of-the-world problem we talked about earlier?
Yeah, what about it?
It just got a little more serious. They are just now leaving, and Kelly noticed that Hank has six fingers. And yes, she's absolutely sure about that.
Well, this makes it a lot more interesting. Hey, look, we're just about to pull on the Black River Road. Finish up there, then head to the boat ramp. We've got a lock on the tracker. Now, as long as Claire plants it in his car, we're good to go.
She's pretty cool under fire, it seems, so I think she'll do fine.
Now, don't approach him. Just position yourselves as we discuss.
Will do. Miss? Yes, we're ready.
What did he say?
We're going to head on over to the boat ramp and position ourselves as planned. As long as Claire plants that tracker, we're good.
Are Jim and Dad close?
They just turned onto Black River Road. We'll probably get there around the same time. I don't imagine they'll stay very long.
It doesn't make any sense for them to tail Hank while pulling a boat. They'll probably have us switch vehicles. I'm not too keen on pulling a trailer across the Bay Bridge, are you?
Don't think that's gonna happen.
Oh, here you go. I hope you enjoyed your meal.
I got this, or should I say Jim's got it. Here you go. Keep the change.
Thank you. Enjoy your day.
We will. Thank you. Now, what is it you don't think will happen?
I think you and Jim should go in the car, and Daddy and I will drive back to Hawk Haven.
Look, if anybody is going with him, it would be you. You guys were partners. You know how to work together. You have all the experience.
And you're his partner now. I really haven't been cleared for full duty. You need field experience, and this is the perfect opportunity.
You really think so?
I do. Now, let's get to the boat ramp before he drops her off and leaves.
What good are we doing back on board the ship?
Yeah. Shouldn't we be out there looking under rocks?
I think at this point the best thing we can do is to let our friend snoop around. The less attention on us, the better.
You know we never asked him his name.
Well, we could just call him Otis.
Otis? Why Otis?
Oh, he was a character on a show that I liked as a kid. He was the town drunk.
Or better yet, we can ask him next time we see him.
Which brings up a good point. What if we don't see him again? He could enjoy himself for a while with 200 monetary units.
Gabby, plug this unit into the mainframe.
Sure. What is it?
A little program I slipped into his back satchel.
You bugged him?
I take it that bugged is your term for planting a tracking device on someone. Yes, I bugged him. All right, Gabby, click yes to accept. Here we go.
Where did you get this overhead photo of the region?
I asked Nate to send it to me. My tracking program here will superimpose his exact location onto the map. We'll be able not only to see where he's going, but where he's been since he departed us.
Program is up and running. Now what?
I'll plug my tracker in. Now accept external device.
And bingo, just like that.
Zoom in until the names of the buildings appear.
How in the world did you get this information?
Nate got the map from the IDF. They make visits here monthly, as you well know. And they have mapped the city as part of their emergency response system.
Well, there's the bar.
Yeah, and it looks like he hasn't been there yet.
Here's the start point where we left him. It looks like he went to this multi-unit residence.
That's marked the Grand River Hotel. I guess that's where he lives.
Or that's where he goes when he has the money.
Look at the timestamp. He was only there for 5 minutes.
Like I said, that's where he goes when he has money.
From there he went to the docks. Maybe he was checking on the availability of a boat.
Here we go. He's on the move. Looks like he might be headed for Brady's.
Will you still be able to monitor their conversation?
With the use of the ship's communications, we should be able to pick them up. Here, tune to list frequency. He's going in.
KL, if you're here for more credit, I've cut you off until you pay on your bill.
Ah, so it's KL.
Which is why I'm here.
Full payment? Where did you get this kind of monetary units?
Let's just say I won a little wager.
I'm grateful you chose to pay off your debt rather than spend it on drink.
I must say, I rather like the feeling of being debt-free.
Maybe there's hope for you yet.
I'll get right to the point, Brady. I'm looking for any kind of work. In the past, I've made supply runs for you, and I'd like to make myself available again.
I must say, I'm impressed, KL. I'm not sure I have a lot of work right now.
How about this? I'll work for store credit. Minimum wage, if you like.
In that case, I might be able to work something out. I do have one job, but it's risky.
The Midway station?
Yes. How did you know?
Bar talk. Word is, Lord Zokar was ousted out of the mercenary camp and is held up at the way station. I know he's not alone, and I figured they might need some special supplies.
And what kind of supplies would that be?
The station has enough rations and such to last at least 3 lunar cycles with 100 soldiers. I'm thinking there might be an ammunition or power pack shortage since it's been a long time since the last battle.
Your deductive powers are impressive for the town drunk.
Town drunk is in the past, my friend. Today, I am KL, responsible citizen of Tyrannus.
We'll see. Come back in the morning and I'll give you the first load. 25 store credits.
Deal. See you in the morning.
Impressive. He makes a very convincing liar.
Yeah, and that worries me. I just don't trust the guy.
Gabby's right, Jeffra. We can't trust him.
I don't think we have too much to worry about. The people here are well aware of what a seeker will do if he's double-crossed.
Simon, how'd your medical go?
No problems. Have you and Tika been cleared?
We're not headed down, so the initial scan was good enough for us.
Speaking of which, I haven't been seeing much of you two lately.
I didn't get much sleep the last few cycles. We were both up monitoring the action at the camp.
Again, I want to thank you for being our eyes in the sky, so to speak. Where is Tika?
Last thing she said to me was she's going to go down to the cupola to watch the world go by and catch up on some reading.
Reading? Really?
With an actual book, where you have to turn the pages.
Well, good for her. A lost art, reading. I used to read a lot before getting involved with IDF.
I've wondered. What brings someone from Planet 310 into the IDF?
For me, it was the Galactic War. My father was IDF. My family goes way back with IDF. After the war, I returned to Earth and got a job with MI6.
Is that your intelligence force?
Yes. So I work domestic, international, and galactic cases. That doesn't leave much time for reading.
Any family?
I was on what we on Earth call Kelper 442 when the war broke out. I was called into action and had to leave a young bride. A month later, which is our lunar cycle, I got word that the rage wiped out the planet. It was then that I decided I would dedicate myself to fighting rage at every opportunity.
So that's why you're out here. I can understand that. I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you, Nate. I appreciate that. But it happened a long time ago. I've had to move on.
I understand. Well, look who's drifting in.
Tika, I was just asking about you. I understand you've been reading an actual book.
More like reading my eyelids. I got through one chapter, and the next thing I knew, I was bouncing off the wall with the book floating next to me.
Well, at least you got some sleep.
I guess I did.
IDF flight regulations state that you must have at least 6 units of sleep per full-time cycle before piloting a ship.
Yeah, Tika. We wouldn't want to break any IDF rules.
Absolutely not.
I'm just saying, for your own safety, get plenty of rest.
So what did I miss?
The controller has directed Sam to accompany me back to Earth.
You're taking Sam back to Earth? Whose bad side did you get on?
Yeah, sounds like they needed a solution to deal with the Hongan, and you got picked.
My directive was to accompany him back to STIP headquarters and nothing else. I'm hoping that when we arrive, I'll board the London STIP, and IDF on Earth will take it from there.
And if they don't?
I don't want to think about it right now.
Nate, Tika, good to see you two up and about.
Commander Sims.
I thought about waking you so you wouldn't be so off-cycle. We're due for our sleep cycle very shortly.
We're good, Commander. Tika got the required sleep time to pilot the ship.
You two planning on going somewhere?
I haven't been back to Fillion in a while. I thought we'd head there for a little R&R.
When do you plan on leaving?
As soon as we plot our course and get clearance.
Connect to George. He can help with that.
Yeah, talk to your boyfriend and get us out of here soon.
You better be glad George is in his routine maintenance shutdown, or you'd have a lot of explaining to do to him.
If you gentlemen will excuse me, I'm going to return to the ship now and run some pre-operational checks.
Tika, it's been a pleasure. I'm sure our paths will cross again.
I don't have any doubt about that.
I won't be far behind.
Roger that, Cap.
So, Nate, what is in the future for the Mercury and her crew?
First, a trip to Fillion, as I said. And we'll be staying in this sector for a while. With these new upgrades, we can get some pretty good cargo runs from the Federation.
So you're going legitimate?
Why, Simon, we've always been legitimate. Maybe we played a little loose, but always legitimate.
I'm glad to hear that. I wouldn't want to have to come after you.
You won't. But if you did, I could easily outrun you now.
That sounds like a challenge to me.
The only run I'll be making is back home.
You hoping to take some time off when you get back?
That will be up to Director Cage, but I certainly hope so.
I'm sure he'll have some major crisis for you to resolve.
Oh, I have no doubt. But at least it will be on Earth. No translators, no radiation absorption cloaks.
And Sam by your side.
I can picture the two of you now, side by side, fighting crime like a pair of superheroes.
All right, you two. That's quite enough. There's no way Sam will be working with me at MI6, so just let it go.
Oh, it's happening. It's so happening.
They're in the car still.
You think we should pull up closer?
It's not worth the risk. We won't be able to pick up their conversation, and he might recognize us from the restaurant. I just hope Claire was able to plant the tracking device.
I guess we'll find out when Barnes and Dad get here. Speak of the devil, here they come.
Put your communicator in your ear. I'm sure he's going to call us.
I hope this Hank doesn't leave before that.
Kate, Kelly, do you read me?
Like a book.
Yeah, very funny. Stand by. I'm scanning to see if he's transmitting. Here we go. It's kind of tricky, but I think I can retransmit on your frequency. We're parking right here. We'll get out, check the boat, and that'll give me the opportunity to move around a bit and get a good signal.
Copy that.
Hopefully he won't see us from here. That will make tailing him a lot harder.
If the GPS tracker is in the car, you two won't have to keep him in sight, so it shouldn't be a problem.
So you're still good with me going instead of you.
All right, Hank. Over this one more before I go. I want to make sure I understand.
What's so hard to understand? I'm convinced you were spying on my guy. We've had him under surveillance for a while. Then you show up.
Which is absolutely ridiculous, but continue.
Because it's a matter of national security. We want you to take the photos down and forget you were ever there.
Again, you are not making sense. I took photos of a couple of monuments, and your man happened to be in them.
You know they're not monuments.
Uh-oh.
Okay, one is the police box, but to me it's sort of a monument. But no matter what you call them, one is a memorial to the war, and the other is a police box used by the Baltimore police. What alternative use could they have?
Why don't you ask your friends at the IDF?
What?
You heard me. I know who you are working for. And if you go to any of your comrades, it will be the last thing you do. Now get out.
You want to know what I think? I think you're a nut job. Don't forget, I work for the state police. You try anything at all, and they will be all over you.
Out. and I'll be watching you.
Well, that was different. What do you make of it?
She's right. He doesn't make sense.
IDF? Jim, what are we going to do about that? And what's with this comrades business?
As far as the IDF, nothing unless she presses us on it. Now, the comrade comment, well, if he's a Hongan, you know, they don't have the very best intel. Horace, you got a signal?
Yes, I do. Kate, come on in and park. We're going to talk to Claire, then split up. You may not like it.
We're ahead of you, Daddy. Kelly's going with Jim. It's their case.
Well, that was easy.
It's dark out. You think we'll see KL anytime soon?
He didn't want to be seen coming into your ship, but he's tracking this way. Open the passenger gangway.
Gangway down.
Leave the floodlights off.
Yeah, I guess it wouldn't look good for him to be seen coming in here, even though we are posing as former Range members.
I'm worried. If he's so cautious now, what's he going to do once he's seen helping us capture Wi-Fi in Mondu?
I'm sure he'll have a good cover story. Honestly, I really don't care what people think. He can worry about that. Here he comes. No talk about what we just discussed.
Yeah, no need to scare him off.
Hey, thanks for leaving the lights off. I want to keep a low profile on this. No need to stir up gossip.
Were you able to come up with anything?
Really? You're asking me what you already know.
What do you mean, what I already know?
I may enjoy the occasional spirits, but I'm not stupid. You were a former seeker for Rage. I know you planted a tracking device on me, and I know you bugged Brady's store. So you know everything I know.
There's hope for this guy yet.
What kind of provisions are you taking to the outpost?
Weapons.
I believe the four of us could put up a good fight.
Four? Are you planning on bringing someone else in on this?
There's three of us and one of you. Do the math.
No. I agreed to take you to Zokar, or Wi-Fi as you call him. You agreed to pay me the balance of our deal once he was aboard your ship.
And without your help, that may not happen.
Listen, I have to live here. You three can go your merry way once you've captured them.
He was rejected by the camp of former soldiers and basically arrested. I don't think anyone will get upset if he's arrested again.
Brady and Colonel Zandu pretty much run things around here. They're both loyal to Lord Zokar. And I don't think they'll be very happy with me if you arrest him with my help.
With the monetary units I'm paying you for his capture, you could easily relocate. There are plenty of other cities on this planet. Just something to think about.
If it's all the same to you, I'm trying not to think about it. K.L. wants to live.
I'm sure you'll be fine. Now, what are the arrangements for tomorrow?
Shortly after first light, I'll pick up the truck and load the supplies.
There's an abandoned building just outside of town.
I know it.
We'll be there. Stop when you get to it and we'll board. We won't need you to bring anything for us. We're quite self-sufficient.
Before we get into sight of the way station, you can all hide in the back. There are cameras along the road and near the entrance. Once all the doors open, I will drive to loading dock. You'll have enough time to get out and hide until we are unloaded.
What if someone is waiting for us at the loading dock?
As far as I know, it's just Zokar and Sprague there. Sprague will open the dock doors and meet us there. Or at least that's how it used to be with two people there.
And what if someone is there?
Well, then we'll just have to overpower him and get to Zokar. Put this file up on your screen.
What is it?
This is a schematic of the facility.
Here you go.
This is where we come in, and this is the loading dock. There are always some large shipping crates here because they aren't used anymore.
Where do you think Wi-Fi will be?
Right here is the security bay. With my arrival, I'm guessing Sprague will be on the monitor and will be the one to open the gate. And there's a good chance that Zokar will be there once he's alerted that a shipment has arrived. Otherwise, he would be here, in the quarters area.
You know, KL, we're putting a lot of trust in you. What's to prevent you from outing us?
I've got 1,000 reasons not to.
And if he can give you more than 1,000?
I spent years in Rage. You should know, Jofra. Zokar never offered anyone that much.
That's very true, but he might offer you more than monetary units. Everyone loves a little power and prestige.
Well, I guess I'm not everyone. Give me monetary units anytime.
I'm counting on your greediness, Kael. Don't let me down.
Well, that was interesting.
Kate, Kelly, this is Claire Wilson. Claire, these are Horace's daughters, Kate Hawk and Kelly Merritt.
Now I remember you, Kate. I thought when you walked into the ladies' room back there, I know her from somewhere. Now that I see you with your dad, I remember you two were at the office the day I walked in to ask Jim for help.
I should have said something, because you looked a little confused when I came in.
Yes, I was expecting Kelly to come.
I was concerned that Hank would know me, since he knew so much about Jim. Did he say anything in the car?
No, he was focused on questioning me.
All right, Jim, I've got a strong signal. He's northbound, so I think we're okay.
Are you going to follow him?
Yeah, thanks to you, we can track him up to 10 miles away, so we'll be leaving pretty soon.
Where did you end up putting it?
In the door pocket compartment, when I reached for the seatbelt.
Did you notice anything particularly odd about him?
I knew you all would be interested in learning what you could, so I tried to glean what I could. The first glaring thing was that he ordered milk and he wanted it warm. Then he pulled out some sort of packet and emptied it into the glass. I don't know what it was.
Did you ask him what he was doing?
Yes, he said it was to settle his stomach, so I guess it wasn't that odd. The other thing was when he took a sip, he extended his pinky, both of them.
Oh, we thought he had six fingers, but from where we sat, we weren't positive. How about his hair?
At first, I thought he was wearing a rug, but looking closer, I realized that it was just a bad dye job.
Are you certain?
Oh, no doubt about it. He obviously did a lot because I saw streaks of blue in there.
Huh, blue hair, huh?
Kate and Kelly heard most of the conversation in the restaurant. Did he say anything unusual in the car?
He mentioned this IDF thing again.
I wouldn't worry about that. He's referring to the Israel Defense Force. He may be a terrorist, and he is worried about Mossad.
There was one other thing. He said he knew I was also tailing this mystery man in my photo because I'm monitoring the stips. What's a stip?
Has Hank exposed Claire to the world of the IDF and stip travel? Will Simon be able to deal with Sam as a partner? And will Joffre's crew be able to penetrate the way station? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Return to Death River.